From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at armed Iranian patrol boats as they sped toward the American warship in the Strait of Hormuz Sunday. A U.S. defense spokesman Monday said the group of four fast attack boats operated by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard ignored multiple attempts to warn them away by the USS Mahan, including the use of flares, a siren, flashing lights, and a ship's whistle. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The actions were unsafe and unprofessional. These, of course, are the actions that were taken by the Iranian vessels. At this point, the United States does not know what the intentions of the Iranian vessel were, but the behavior is not acceptable, given that the USS Mahan was operating international waters.
Another incident involving warning shots occurred in August after an Iranian fast attack craft approached two U.S. warships in similar fashion. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn, after meeting European lawmakers Monday, said his government will not release leading opposition figure Merara Gudina of the Oromo Federalist Congress Party, detained under the country's state of emergency.
He conspired with those armed struggling groups sitting down to change government unconstitutionally. So this will not be allowed wherever and by whatever means it comes.
Merara, one of thousands detained under Ethiopia's state of emergency declared last October, following widespread, sometimes violent, anti-government protests over a land development program. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara has dismissed the heads of the army, police, and gendarme after a two-day military mutiny by soldiers demanding higher pay. They seized control of the second-largest city, Bouake, and the mutiny spread until negotiations ended it Sunday. This is VOA News. Turkey's parliament has begun debate on a proposed constitutional amendment package that would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sweeping executive powers. Critics warn if approved, the president, who has been in power for 14 years, could become a de facto dictator and move the country away from its democratic roots. Stephen Zunis is a regional analyst at the University of San Francisco.
These sound like legitimate concerns, but in many respects, Erdogan has been an authoritarian president for some time now.
The proposed amendments, which must be approved by parliament and set to a voter referendum, would, among other things, scrap the office of prime minister, allow the president to appoint the government, dissolve parliament, and declare states of emergency. The Obama administration is blacklisting five Russians, including a senior law enforcement official close to President Vladimir Putin. It follows tensions over allegations that Russia used cyber attacks to try to influence last year's U.S. election. John Kirby, a U.S. State Department spokesman, said the intelligence community reached consensus on that charge.
All our intelligence communities came to the same basic conclusion over and over again, that they testified publicly to those conclusions last week, and that they backed up that testimony in private briefings to some members of Congress, as well as to President Obama and President-elect Trump, I think should give people confidence in their assessments.
The latest sanctions have nothing to do with the intelligence report, but a 2012 law punishing human rights violators. Italy has reopened its embassy in Libya after 2 years because of militia violence and what Rome calls a show of support for the UN-backed National Unity Government in Tripoli.
Noi supportiamo e sosteniamo gli sforzi.
Italian Interior Minister Marco Minniti said he supports efforts to stabilize the country for the security of the Mediterranean and Libya. Italy has borne the brunt of the migrant crisis in an exodus flow to Europe through Libya. The appeal phase of former Chadian President Issen Abre's war crimes and crimes against humanity life sentence got underway in Dakar, Senegal, Monday. Abre, sentenced in May by the Extraordinary African Chambers to life behind bars for crimes committed while in office from 1982 to 1990. Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly has approved a resolution declaring President Nicolas Maduro has abandoned his office by failing to stem the country's economic crisis, which has resulted in triple-digit inflation, food and medical shortages, long lines, and street violence. The dropping price of oil had a negative impact on U.S. stocks. Monday, the benchmark Dow Jones retreating from its advance toward 20,000 points, the Dow closing at 19887. President Barack Obama, who leaves office January 20th, will deliver his farewell address at 2 hours Universal Time Wednesday. VOA will carry his remarks live. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.